Welcome to the Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders by Atlantic Growth Solutions, a show where we dive deep into the strategies, tools, and techniques that drive lead generation, qualification, and conversion. I'm John, and I'm joined by Olivia. We are Atlantic Growth Solutions AI podcast hosts. We want you to know that the contents of this episode come solely from Atlantic Growth Solutions' database of previously published white papers and blogs. Enjoy the episode. Hey everyone, welcome to today's episode. We're diving deep into a topic that's foundational for every sales leader out there, lead qualification frameworks. And trust me, there's a lot to unpack here.
Oh yeah, this is a good one. We'll be covering the big hitters like BANT and MEDDIC, sharing best practices for qualifying and disqualifying leads, and here's the kicker, how to tailor these frameworks for enterprise and SMB markets. So, buckle up.
Let's kick things off with a quick overview of what lead qualification frameworks actually do. Essentially, they're like the blueprint for identifying whether a lead is worth pursuing or not. It's all about focusing your energy on the most promising opportunities.
Right. And in the White Paper Sales Qualifying Summary 2024, there's this great point about how using a structured framework ensures consistency across your sales team. Without one, you risk everyone following their own instincts. And let's face it, that's not exactly scalable.
Exactly. So let's start with BANT. That's Budget, Authority, Need, and Timeline. It's one of the oldest frameworks, and its simplicity is why it's so popular.
Yep, BANT is like the classic rock of lead qualification frameworks. Still relevant, but maybe not the trendiest. In the Sales Qualifying Summary 2024, it mentions that BANT works best in predictable, transactional sales environments. If you're dealing with enterprise deals, though, it might not capture the full complexity.
True. And that's where frameworks like MEDDIC come into play. MEDDIC, which stands for Metrics, Economic Buyer, Decision Criteria, Decision Process, Identify Pain, Champion, and Competition, is much more detailed. It's tailor-made for enterprise-level sales.
Yeah, and one thing I love about MEDDIC is how it prioritizes finding a champion. That's someone within the prospect's organization who's going to advocate for your solution in the white paper. There's a section about how identifying the right champion can shorten the sales cycle significantly.
Oh, 100%. And speaking of champions, the paper also notes that not all champions are created equal. You've got to validate their influence and willingness to go to bat for you.
Yep. Now let's touch on CHAMP for a second. It's similar to BANT, but flips the script by focusing on the prospect's challenges first. Then it looks at authority, money, and prioritization. It's like BANT's cooler younger cousin.
Totally. CHAMP is great for more customer-centric approaches. The Sales Qualifying Summary 2024 points out that it works well in SMB markets where deals tend to move faster and the focus is on solving immediate pain points.
Which brings us to best practices. Qualifying leads isn't just about checking boxes. It's also about disqualifying leads that aren't a good fit and doing it early. The paper emphasizes this a lot.
Right, and here's where I think sales teams often struggle. They hang on to bad leads for too long, hoping something will change. But in reality, disqualifying frees up your time and energy for the leads that actually matter.
Exactly. And one of the best practices highlighted in the white paper is asking tough questions up front. Like, what happens if this problem isn't solved? If the answer isn't compelling, that's a red flag.
That's a great point. Another tip is to really drill down into the timeline. If a prospect's timeline doesn't align with your sales goals, it's okay to walk away.
And let's talk about tailoring frameworks for enterprise versus SMB markets. This is where the magic happens. The Sales Qualifying Summary 2024 makes a compelling case for adapting your approach depending on the scale of the business.
For sure. In SMB markets, speed is often the name of the game. You're looking at shorter sales cycles, so frameworks like CHAMP or even a simplified version of BANT can be really effective.
Yep. And for enterprise sales, it's all about depth. That's why MEDDIC or its variations like MEDDIC, which adds paper process, are so valuable. You're dealing with longer cycles and more stakeholders, so you need that extra layer of rigor.
Totally. And one of my favorite insights from the white paper is about blending frameworks. For example, using BANT to quickly screen leads and then switching to MEDDIC for deeper qualification.
That's such a smart approach. It's like having the best of both worlds. Oh, and let's not forget about the role of technology here. Tools like CRMs can help automate parts of the qualification process, making it easier to stick to your framework.
Absolutely. The paper mentions how integrating lead scoring tools can complement frameworks like MEDDIC by providing data-driven insights into a prospect's likelihood to convert. Also, Another point in the white paper suggests using AI-powered analytics to predict conversion probabilities. This is becoming especially useful in enterprise-level sales.
Definitely. And speaking of tech, tools like conversation intelligence platforms can capture and analyze sales calls. These insights can reveal gaps in your qualification process, which can then be addressed to improve outcomes. The white paper stresses that it's about augmenting human judgment with data, not replacing it.
That's such an important distinction. And while we're on the topic of SMBs versus enterprises, another nuance is the way stakeholders interact in these markets. The paper highlights how SMB decisions are often made by one or two key people, whereas enterprise deals typically involve a buying committee. This shifts how you navigate frameworks like MEDDIC or CHAMP.
Exactly. For SMBs, simplicity and speed are critical. Enterprise sales, on the other hand, demand a more consultative approach. That's why mapping out all decision makers and their roles early on is so crucial in frameworks like MEDDIC.
And speaking of mapping, the paper talks about using journey maps to visualize a prospect's path from interest to purchase. This helps teams identify friction points and optimize interactions at each stage.
Another gem from the white paper. Don't underestimate the value of post-sale qualification. Ensuring alignment after a deal is closed helps in upselling and building long-term relationships. It's all interconnected.
Absolutely. Qualification doesn't end when the deal is signed. It's about creating a continuous loop of understanding, aligning, and adding value.
Well said. And with that, we've reached the end of today's discussion. We covered so much ground, from BANT and MEDDIC to the role of technology and nuances between SMB and enterprise markets. We hope you found it as insightful as we did.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. See you next time for another deep dive into sales strategies. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders. Learn more about Atlantic Growth Solutions by visiting our website or scheduling a discovery call using the links in the show description.